Good morning, the Big Show's on the radio, and more Big Show right around the corner.
Good morning, this is Big Show plastic surgeon, Dr. Harlan P. Wynn. I fixed Jackie's twins, Randy's butt, and Smarty Marty's massive man hooters. Next up on the John Boy and Billy Big Show, lipo for John Boy, shin extensions for Billy, and tater. Sorry, but a brain transplant is a little out of my league. But I'll take a whack at it. I mean, what could it hurt?
Up and Adam. It is Wednesday, June the 16th, and I see myself in reflection. I'm looking pretty good. I see Billy.
Mm-hmm.
There's Andy right behind my reflection. Hey, Andy, behind the glass.
Here. Maybe that's who you were seeing.
It's like your face and his face were lining up. I didn't improve both of them.
Randy to the right. Tater at 10 o'clock on the widescreen. Good morning.
How you doing?
Marcy. And Jackie is moving around the studio here. All right, so we're all in place. Oh, yes, all pillars outside. He's making his way slowly but surely toward the cast of characters. Okay, there's only one national day going on. It's National Fudge Day.
Well, that could take all day, depending on how much you like
it's
fudge.
Good old fudge. All right.
Favorite flavor of fudge, anyone?
Chocolate.
I like the little fudge.
Caramel in
nuts,
it.
Right, yeah. Caramel fudge.
Yeah, a little chocolate, a little caramel.
I like the peanut butter fudge where it's 3/4 peanut butter and just 1/4 chocolate.
Wow, look at that peanut butter.
Don't you get enough peanut butter in everything else? Everything's got peanut butter in it nowadays.
All right, then. So, let's see. Yeah, all right, fudge, that's about it. Okay. Only other thing, Michael Jackson upped his ante when he was trying to buy the Elephant Man's remains back in 1987, in case you were wondering about that.
It was back before eBay had all their systems worked out. It was a very complicated transaction.
Didn't he actually buy it?
Yeah. He wound up getting it, I think. Yeah, I don't know what he did. Did he put it in Neverland, like recreated or something?
No, they smoked it.
Really?
No. Makes good jerky.
Believe anything. Well, all right. Well, we got our three dates, our very important dates, put aside, because that's where we'll get our categories for this Outburst game we play first thing every morning. Bring our first prize back out and get you ready. All right. Let's wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Hump day. First prize pack we play for. We got a hat, T-shirt, tumbler, and $25 gas card from Law Tigers. Law Tigers, motorcycle lawyers who ride, representing injured riders for over 2 decades. With Law Tigers, you never ride alone. So go to Big Show, click the Law Tigers banner, find out all the cool stuff they're giving away of Sturgis this year. All right, our three dates in history where we'll get our categories. June the 16th, it was 1903. A U.S. patent was issued for chicken goggles. They were designed to protect chickens from being pecked in the eyes.
Well.
You know, back then, everybody had a bunch of chickens.
Mm-hmm. And pecking in the eyes was a huge problem, so you can see where this came from.
That's why most of the pirates
would go
patches.
Around putting tiny goggles on all their chickens. Maybe that's what never caught on. Chicken goggles sounds like a Booger Branch nickname to me. Easy there, chicken goggles.
1903. All right, chicken goggles. Move up to 1978. Taito. How do you say that corporation in Tokyo?
Taito, I think it's how you say it.
Taito?
It's a Japanese name. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they first demonstrated the electronic game Space Invaders.
It was very popular, Ed.
Yes, it was.
Still is.
Still is? Yeah, I've been playing that.
All was it Space Invaders or Pac-Man that caused the national shortage of quarters at one point? I've heard
I would guess that would be Pac-Man.
Yeah, I think it might have been Pac-Man, yeah.
Yeah, Pac-Man eats them up quicker, Space Invaders.
You know, Pac-Man originally, honestly, was called Puck-Man.
Because it looked like a hockey puck?
Yeah, well, because it was eating the little dots, and the dots were like pucks, yes.
Oh, so, but which one was a puck? Pac-Man looks like a puck with a piece of pie.
Okay, we'll go with that so I can continue.
All right, go ahead.
But they changed the name because kids were scratching the artwork off the box and making it say something else. And that was not
really?
Yeah, oh yeah. So.
Like when you scratch the words off the hand dryer to make it say press butt or something like that.
You kids. All right. Let's move up to 1998. A 40-year-old Florida woman gave birth to a son in the first ever live birth on the internet. That was before an audience estimated by a cable health network at 2 million people.
Again, eBay was not very developed back then, so there wasn't a whole lot to watch.
Man, all right. Well, there's the categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, your toll-free line across America. Let's play Outbursts. We do it next. Today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. Helmets have always been a good idea. And we're not just talking about motorcycles, bicycles. Check out the ancient Danish on our video of the day. And make you visit to thebigshow.com. And right now, good eye hump day, winning beginning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Ted from Waynesville, Georgia.
We'll have a big show time.
Ted! Good morning, Ted.
Hey, John Boy.
Hello, buddy. How's everything so far?
That's doing good, John Boy. Doing good.
Good boy. All right. Well, let's kick your morning off with a big old prize pack from Law Tigers. Let's get through the categories. You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
In 5 seconds, we need three kinds of goggles. Ready, go.
Swimming goggles, ski goggles, and motorcycle goggles.
Bam. All right,
also,
Ted.
Beer goggles, but that's I'm not officially recognized.
Ted, now three video games. Ready, go.
Space Invaders, Pac-Man, and Miss Pac-Man.
All right, going old school to games. And for the win, three things a baby needs. Ready, go.
Ooh. Milk, diapers, and a doctor.
All right.
And a new pair of shoes. I don't know what game you play.
Ted, you got a big old Law Tigers prize pack. Head down to Waynesville for you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Dan. Right now, we're catching you up on your news. In about 20 minutes, we'll catch you up around the world with dumb crook news. All right, got a plan. Good morning. It's Big Show on the Radio, Wednesday, June the 16th. Headed toward Father's Day this Sunday. All right. See what's happening at Tacky Jackie's.
Hello, friends. Your old pal Bert Fern here for Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. It's that time of year again. A time to honor the most important man in your life. The man who works hard to keep you chilling in the summer and the sheets hot in the winter. The man who puts a song in your heart, a fire in your loins, and a dollar in your G-string. And if he's not available, you can always settle for the father of your children. Yes, the doors open wide like a new June bride this weekend for our first annual no-holds-barred Tacky Jackie's Father's Day Sale. Does the guy who brings home the bread need an upgrade on his threads? Does your stud need a change in duds? Does Big Daddy need some new get-down in his get-up? Has hubby gotten tubby, but his wardrobe isn't chubby? Are you embarrassed when homeless people give him money? When he tries to donate his clothes to Goodwill, do they say, good Lord? Is that the situation you're working with, sugar bumps? We'll put some makeup on those blotches, panties on those crotches, check your watches and load your BFF biatches into the minivan and hustle your bustle to the biggest sale of the summer at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. So, ladies, are you afraid to mention your lover's unmentionables? Does he still have his old high school gym locker number sharpied into the waistband of his baggy briefs? Are his skid marks homeless thanks to those threadbare pantaloons? Does his banana hammock only have room for a plantain? Well, you're in luck. Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes just got a brand new shipment of first-class fashion underthings from famed Egyptian design house King Tut's Nut Huts. We've got all their most popular models. We've got jewel cases, junk holders, berry baskets, snake slingers, nugget hammocks, oyster buckets, tackle bags, cluster grabbers, egg cups, potato sacks, dingleberry diapers, beef barracks, tidy whities, slacky blackies, and of course, the ever popular silky sphinxster from Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. All in stock at bargain basement prices. He'll go commando no-mo thanks to you and Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Tacky Jackie has something for everyone. Tough guys, buff guys, gruff guys, guys who stuff guys, studs, duds, crips, bloods, quarterbacks, hunchbacks, slackers, whackers, late night snackers, flunkies, junkies, punkies, monkeys, momos, homos, guys who look like Perry Como, couch potatoes, sofa slugs, love seat deadbeats, losers, liars, two-timers, bar fighters, fart lighters, not too brighters, workers, jerkers, lurkers, shirkers, new agers, no agers, fake teenagers, disco ravers, driveway pavers, lifesavers, and that one guy who always shows up at a wedding in a high-water orange tuxedo, smelling like a truck stop urinal, and complaining that no one will slow dance with him while he picks week-old Doritos from between his teeth.
Hey, where are the white women at?
We've got you covered at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. And gals, we haven't forgotten about you. If your significant other is hard to shop for, you can still treat him right. Put on a show for your favorite bro with our exclusive line of tantalizing pole dancing specialties from America's creepiest fashionista, Jack the Stripper.
Oh, Mrs. Crane, you're a little monkey woman, you know that? You're a tramp.
And this weekend only, we've got a ginormous 50% off sale on our entire line of hooker heels directly from Babs of Gastonia.
Are you a hooker? Jesus, I forgot. I just thought I was doing great with you.
And with every purchase over $50, you'll get a 1 year's pass to the free clinic and 100 penicillin tablets courtesy of Dr. Clapp's Castle of STDs and matching carpet and drape boutique. And Saturday only, you'll be able to get free legal advice from our bodybuilding ambulance-chasing legal eagle, Jew Ferrigno. But whatever you do, just don't make him angry. You wouldn't like him when he's angry. Told ya. And Sunday morning, be sure to bring the kids for a special book reading of the beloved Dr. Seuss story, Hop on Pop, by professional celebrity pop hopper Mackenzie Phillips.
Oh!
And after their psyche's been fried, stick around for a free basketball clinic from 7'4" transgender player for the Saskatoon Switch Hitters, Caitlin Matumbo.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello.
Whatever you do, don't miss miss the big Father's Day sale at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hose. You know where to find us. Follow the Booger Branch Service Road past the Mylar Balloon tied to the roadkill possum. Turn right on Cow Avenue. On the left, you'll see the office of Dr. Holy Zit, Boyle Lansing Emporium and Pudding Parlor. Go past that 27 3/4 feet. Turn right at the grassy knoll on Zapruder Drive. Go back and to the left. Back and to the left. And look for the sign that says Noggin's Head Cheese Market and Zombie Obedience School. Knock three times and tell them Daryl sent me. Old Scabby Mendelbaum, the no-handed leper pickpocket, will open the door, and if his feet don't fall off, he'll walk you right into a big, beautiful wonderland of Father's Day savings right here at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hose. Don't forget to knock another whopping 10% off your bill when you sing our theme song. If you're a slave to fashion, save with passion this weekend only at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hose Big Father's Day Sale. This is your old pal Bert Fern saying, I'll see you there.
Oh, man.
It's based on all your experiences.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. About 20 minutes away from Tatertainment News. And right now, it's time for Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook stories sent in by you, the Big Show listener, in America and around the world. And the address will follow this report. A Huntington, West Virginia woman who was pulled over on suspicion of drunk driving got hit with a charge of trying to bribe the officer who stopped her. While taking a breathalyzer test, the woman offered to flash her boobies if the cop would let her off with a warning.
Yikes.
Well, he managed to resist her charms and took her into custody.
Oh, I tried that once.
Police in Rome, Georgia, got a complaint from a local McDonald's about an unauthorized visit from the Burger King. Witnesses say a man dressed in full Burger King regalia started handing out free hamburgers and taking pictures with kids.
Well, that was awkward.
When the manager approached him, the man said he was raising money for charity, but he didn't actually ask anyone for money while he was there. So when the manager called police, the Burger King fled the scene.
Did he flash his boobies?
The DEA dropped all charges against a doctor involved in a prescription drug fraud in Iowa. The problem wasn't a lack of evidence. In fact, it's just the opposite. The U.S. Attorney's Office had so much evidence against the suspect, they ran out of room to store it.
Wow.
The case involved 400,000 pages of printed evidence and so much computer data, it hogged 10% of the department's hard drive space.
Yikes.
Well, the doctor, he fled to Central America in 04, and Panama repeatedly refused to hand him over.
Well.
A Post Falls, Idaho man was arrested for trying to hotwire a Honda Accord in an apartment complex parking lot. Apparently, he was worn out after a full day of criminal activities. Police say the man fell asleep in the front seat of the car in the middle of the crime.
Work.
A man in Bedford, England, called local authorities after his home was broken into. While dusting the home for fingerprints, investigators took a set of prints from the victim himself to distinguish them from the prints left by the intruder. When the cops routinely ran a check on the victim's fingerprints, they matched prints taken from several other local crime scenes, and he was arrested. A Tennessee man was arrested in connection with the robbery of a Domino's pizza driver by a friend. The driver was relieved of a pizza, his cell phone, and $20 in cash. The accomplice says he was just the lookout man for the guy who did the actual robbing. His share of the loot was 3 slices of pizza.
Wow. Well, the haul wasn't quite what they expected.
Yeah. Man's gotta eat.
Police in Larch Barrens, Maryland, arrested 2 men in the act of trying to rob the safe at a convenience store. It would have taken them a pretty long time to get to the cache with the tool they were using. Investigators say the men had stolen a laser tag pistol from a local amusement center and thought it was a Star Trek quality laser gun, powerful enough to cut through the metal door of the safe.
You know, Chuck E. Cheese has the good stuff.
Well, it wasn't, and they were arrested.
No, yeah.
Two men who tried to rob an Arlington, Virginia convenience store should have spent a little more time rehearsing their entrance. Just after thief number one entered the store with a gun and demanded money, thief number two burst in and tossed a firecracker on the floor, apparently to scare the clerk. But the bang only managed to freak out thief number one, who dropped his gun, causing both men to run out of the store empty-handed.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You stupid, you smell the firecracker before I go in. A 17-year-old boy and a 16-year-old female accomplice made an unsuccessful attempt to rob a bank in Ishioka, Japan. The boy initially threatened a customer with a pair of kitchen knives, but the customer ignored him. When the boy turned his attention to the actual teller, his girlfriend began scolding him about what a lousy bank robber he was. Well, the Asian Bonnie and Clyde got into such a heated argument, they didn't notice the teller had tripped the bank's silent alarm. So when police arrived, the boyfriend was standing in the middle of the bank screaming for someone, anyone, to give him some money.
You know, I think Bonnie and Clyde were a little better than that.
A 37-year-old Kalamazoo, Michigan bank robber was literally caught red-handed at a strip club. The club manager called the cops after noticing one of his customers was tipping the dancers with money covered in red paint from the dive pack the bank had slipped in the bag with his loot.
Alrighty then.
A suspect being questioned by police in Belgium about a jewelry store robbery had what he thought was an airtight alibi. He couldn't possibly have done the jewelry job, because when it happened, he was in another part of town breaking into a school. Well, the cops abandoned their original line of questioning and arrested him for the school break-in instead. A man in Kent, England, was arrested for violating a restraining order his wife took out after he assaulted her in September. He was taken into custody shortly after he followed his estranged wife into a local McDonald's. By the way, the arrestee's name is Ronald McDonald. And finally, a Nashville man was arrested after a railroad security officer spotted him stretching a 20-foot ladder across a stretch of train tracks. The man told the officer he'd stolen the ladder, then found out it was too tall for the job he was working on, so he brought it down to the tracks, hoping a passing train would run over it and cut it into two 10-foot sections. You got dumb crook news, you can mail to Dumb Crook News, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. Email anybody but me at thebigshow.com. Good morning, everybody. The Big Show is on the radio. Hang on. We're going to show our acting chops coming up.
I'm not an actor. Damn you. I'm a movie star. I did one play in Summer Stock. I had one line. I forgot it. Thank God I can write down all my bits on the John Boy and Billy Big Show.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, headed toward Father's Day weekend. Get this bonus top 10 list, Billy.
Today's top 10 list, top 10 signs you're getting a crappy Father's Day present. Number 10, no one's borrowed any money to buy you a gift yet. Number 9, your tie already matches your socks and hanky. Number 8, mailman shows up to take your kid to a father-son picnic. Number 7, you were seen recently on Court TV trying on your last Father's Day gift in front of a jury. Number six, kids introduce you to their friends as the man who ruined mommy's life. Number five, family schedules Father's Day dinner right an hour after their appearance on the Ricky Lake show. Number four, even your kids have started calling you the Rafe Monster. Number three, your last name is Menendez. Number two, your son's name is Cato. And the number one sign you're getting a crappy Father's Day gift, you're not married, you have no kids.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a prize pack of goodies, including the legendary pecan log roll from Stuckey's. All your favorite snacks, cold drinks, fun novelties, served with Southern hospitality. Don't forget the legendary pecan log rolls. Stuckey's, making road trips fun again. Hang on, we'll play for 10 minutes. Right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. Here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
Well, well, well. I'm looking for stuff from the stars. They're letting me down. They truly
right?
are.
They just ain't doing
taking
nothing?
Taking the summer off.
Watching.
I don't know. Well, I know I got this story. Kanye West moving on from Kim. I told you about that. They're getting a divorce.
Yeah, this is just in.
I'm recapping.
Did they break up for sure?
They are.
And when did they become stars?
Well, please, Randy.
Read a tabloid.
It don't take much these days. Keep up.
All right.
So they did break up. Because you've been talking about this for a long time.
They're in their divorce proceedings, so they are free to date and live separate lives.
Oh, good. They're available. All right. There you go.
Could you please give us some more information on that story?
Sure. You see, Kanye is now dating a supermodel. Her name is Irina Shayk.
Irina Shayk?
Well, no, just one shake. I put the second shake in there. She's Bradley Cooper's baby's daddy, mama.
Bradley Cooper's baby's daddy's
baby's
mama.
That's no, not daddy's mama. Mamas. Just baby's mama.
John Boy, please. So, baby doesn't take much these days.
So they're dating.
She had a baby with Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
Yes, she did.
Okay,
all right. I'm trying to get it in regular English. All right, I got it.
Oh, my sorry, yo.
You may pro-sizzle.
And Kanye's not hurting in the money realm. He's got his Yeezy fashion line, and he's partnered with Gap, and he has a new Yeezy Gap round jacket. It is a jacket that's out in the summer.
Yeezy Gap round jacket. Speak English, Doc. We ain't scientists.
And it's a big, puffy, blue jacket that doesn't have a zipper.
Ah.
I guess that's what makes it for summer.
What do you think of next?
Put it over your head?
No, you put your arms through it.
Yeah. You just don't have to zip up. Yeah. Okay.
Is that what you're asking?
This guy's a genius. Yeah.
I have a hoodie, I would know how to wear one of those.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But it's not a hoodie. It's a jacket.
Ah, well, forget it.
But anyway, they sold out, like in minutes.
Nobody can help you today.
All right, so we'll move on from Kanye. Are you a big Bachelor fan?
No.
Everybody been watching The Bachelor
really.
For 17 years?
No. Never seen a full episode.
No.
I feel dumber every time I walk through the room when it's playing on the TV.
The only episode I've ever seen is the one where the Bachelor, you know, had enough and climbed the wall to get out.
Is that right? Yeah. Now, see, now, between them, we always get on Captain Kidd down at the beach because he watches The Bachelorette. So, see, you know, I'm thinking, now, I could probably watch a Bachelor because you got a bunch of hotties moving around him. Yeah. But then with the Bachelorette, it's just one hottie and a bunch of guys.
Right.
There
so,
you go.
We just couldn't figure that out.
Well, you just a prop bet on, you know, which one of them's going to announce he's gay before the end of the season, which happens.
Now, this is the guy that just hangs out at the pier and waits for people to come off the boat.
That's not all he does.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. That's not his main icebreaker there on the pier, no.
Here, you going to sell some teeth?
Kit's got a job to work on.
All right. Yeah.
Well, so you have something to discuss with your wife about The Bachelor so that you can, you know, stay relevant with her.
I don't want to encourage that at all.
No.
No?
No.
Right.
You're on
your own. I was going to help you, but no.
No, go ahead. What happened? It might be interesting.
Oh, great.
I'll take
set
some
me
of
up
that
like
action.
That. Set me up for that. I don't know if I want to take
all
any
right,
of that action. Well, the host is leaving. That's the main thing, is the host that's been there for 17 years is leaving.
Oh.
And I don't know if people watch it for Chris Harrison. I don't know because I'm not a fan.
Host.
But
You know what
they're
going to
have rotating.
On the last episode, he should climb the wall to get out.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
See?
It worked once.
All right, yes.
So ABC's introducing four men who will serve as rotating hosts.
Foreman?
For the Bachelor in Paradise? What?
Foreman?
No, what?
No, four
no.
men.
Four
oh,
men.
No.
Oh, man. It's not Spider-Man. Come on,
I
yo.
Maybe George Foreman.
No.
That would be an improvement for what I hear.
The four men will be comic David Spade.
Ah, all right. He's sarcastic enough to pull it off.
Mm-hmm. Right? Right? I think he just wants to be around all the chicks. Titus Burgess. He was in The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rapper Lil Jon.
Okay.
Now my watch it.
Yeah.
And
it's basically going to be those two moments every week, just so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And ex-boy band member Lance Bass.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, my.
No, no. Wow. See, what we need is, like, they should bring in Charles Barkley and just let him do it. Yeah. I would totally watch that.
Yeah, sure.
They're terrible.
These guys are terrible. I wouldn't take any of them. They're knuckleheads.
Why you won't be a knucklehead?
No wonder nobody likes you.
So we got that going for us. Yeah, Joe Exotic, right. Very busy in jail. This man has been very busy in jail. He has a new venture out, according to TMZ. And it could
He's going to be hosting The Bachelor next year.
A line of soap on a rope.
Yeah.
Now, what's Joe Exotic up to?
He has locked in a deal to have a line of pot edibles.
Pot edibles.
Excuse me?
Well...
Okay.
Yeah, like THC.
Yeah.
Edibles.
Okay, all right.
So they're going to have his name on it. Mm-hmm. He's going to help. So they're use his name to promote it. And he says that the part of the reason why he's doing this is to help people who need cannabis to ease their pain from various ailments. So he's a people person.
Yeah. Always
he's
has
doing
been.
It. Okay. He's doing it to help the people. But he did say that the some proceeds from the sale of all this will go towards helping big cats.
Helping big cats.
Some. Big cats.
Some proceeds.
Okay.
There was no, I say some because there was no number in this.
Well, of course it wasn't.
Kind of like those gumballs. Some of the money.
Yeah.
And he also said that since the Netflix docuseries, his life has been a living hell.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's been in prison.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen what was going on when it was going good. It didn't look that great to me.
No. All right, you guys. I'm going to leave you with that.
All
with
right,
Joe Exotic's cannabis.
All right. Keep us updated. All right. Well, that's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Let's review yesterday's question. We found out if you were to collect all of this natural resource found on Earth, you'd have enough to cover all of the land with a 500-foot layer.
Salt. There's so much salt.
Salt of the Earth.
Yeah.
All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. The plaque placed on the moon during Apollo 11 had the names of the two humans who landed there. But it also had the names of two people who never did. One was orbiter pilot Michael Collins, and this was the other.
I would say the girl who turned Neil Armstrong down for the prom date.
Oh, yeah.
Weird, but no. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Wednesday morning. The Big Show's on the radio. Humping through hump day. Now, video of the day brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. Helmets have always been a good idea. Check it out at BigShow.com. And right now, we're ready to go.
Yes, live across America, it's John Bologna Jeopardy. And now, a man who says helmets strudel is always a good idea, too. He's John Moore.
And thank you. Oh, what a helmet. Let's say, hey, we got Frankie out of Lawrence, South Carolina. Good morning, Frankie.
Hey, good Big Show gang. How y'all doing?
Hey, buddy, we're good. All right, Frankie, first up, first shot at it. Let's see what you got. The plaque placed on the moon during the Apollo 11 had the names of two humans who landed there, but it also had the names of two people who never did. Now, one was orbiter pilot Michael Collins, and this was the other.
Let's go with President Nixon.
All right. Frankie says President Nixon.
Southern is set.
And then look at you knowing your presence. All right, Frankie, the big old Stuckey's prize pack is headed to you down to Lawrence.
Hey, I appreciate it, John boy.
All right, my boy, glad you won. You hang on for Jackie.
Thanks, sir.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this June 16th. Them old boy, Narvel T. Wheeler, stopping by.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
All right, all right, all right. Up next is case number 424. Lillian Brown and Diamond Lilies versus Reverend Oral Rogers and the First Pentecostal Church of Cooterville.
Amen.
Now, which one of y'all is Miss Brown?
That'd be me, Judge.
And is Reverend Rogers in the courtroom?
You betcha. I'm right here, Your Honor. And just how are you this fine, beautiful morning?
Oh, you might want to pull back on the sub just a tad there, Smiley. I'm borderline diabetes. Now then, Miss Brown says here you are the proprietor of Diamond Lily Gentlemen's Club. Is that what I think it is?
I'll tell you exactly what that is, Judge. It is a snake pit of sin and iniquity. A black mark if there ever was one on this town and all of its good Christian inhabitants.
Your Honor, my business is providing female companionship for local residents and weary travelers. Or it was till Reverend Twitchy here ruined it.
Twitchy? Why, you, ma'am, are not only a harlot and an insulter of the man of a cloth, but you are a liar as well.
I got an idea. Both of y'all shut up a minute.
Amen.
Now, since here on March 15th, Miss Brown opened up Diamond Lilies, whereupon the First Pentecostal Church across the street there took strong exception to the location of the new business.
Why, you betcha we did. Only a whore-mongering reprobate would open up a den of iniquity right across the street from a church.
Judge, this snake-handling cat turd said that when we got through with me, I was going to be sorry I ever set foot in this town. Him and the rest of them holy rollers started having prayer meetings every single night, calling for the Lord to rain divine vengeance on me and my business.
All right, hold on a second here, snake-handling
cat turd, yes.
I remember that for later when I'm playing poker with the boys. Okay, at around 4 a.m. on July the 29th, Diamond Lilies was completely destroyed by fire.
Yes, and them church people is the ones that caused it.
Ah, so you're accusing the good reverend here of setting fire to your property?
Hold on just a minute, Judge. Your Honor, I'd like to point out that on July the 29th in the year of this Lord, or something along them lines, Cooterville was hit by the biggest thunderstorm in over 30 years. I'm sure you remember it. It was a storm accompanied by some of the worst, most spectacular lightning ever seen.
I don't remember that I was hammered, but let me guess. Are you saying it is lightning that burnt down Miss Brown's place of business?
I am indeed.
See? He admits it. Them Bible beaters prayed something bad would happen to me. And it did. Doggone it, they need to make this right.
You got anything to say to that, Reverend?
Your Honor, A court of law is a place of factual evidence. And there is absolutely no factual evidence that our church had anything to do with that fire.
Well, sir, I'll tell you what. I've been a judge for over 30 years here, and this is one thing I've never seen before in my life. On the one hand, you've got the painted-up owner of a whorehouse who's totally sold on the power of prayer, and on the other hand, we got a full-time preacher who says that's a bunch of horse hockey. I'm going to need some time to noodle on this. Court the judge till 2 p.m.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Miss Lily, are you open for a happy hour?
Happy attack, cat turn.
Tune in again next time. We'll hear Miss Lily's crusty old assistant manager say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
John Boy and Billy.
And Reverend, the litter box is right over there. Have a seat.
Morning radio done right.
Good Wednesday morning. It is the Big Show on the radio. Every once in a while, he's forced to leave the country and come into the city. When he does, he always swings by to have a cup of coffee and chat. So let's welcome back to the Big Show our old friend, Nerval T. Wheeler. How are you, Nerval?
About the same. Got it mined like a steel trap. Rusty and illegal in 37 states.
Well, I don't know about that. You seem to have more on the ball than most folks half your age.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's hard work keep us noggin in working order, you know, especially considering my family's history.
Well, as Billy would say, I sense a story.
Well, not too much of one. It's just in the past, there's been a good bit of crazy in my family. When I was a boy, my brother thought he's a chicken.
Wow, did you try to get him any help?
Well, no, not really.
Well, why not?
Well, times tough back then. We needed the eggs. We did eventually tote him yonder to the city to see one of them highfalutin head shrinkers.
Wow, how'd that go?
About like you think. My brother walked into his office buck naked except for a clear plastic poncho. Doctor knowed right away he was off plumb. Doctor says, "Boy, I can clearly see your nuts."
Well, there you go.
If it weren't my blood, I'll wait for the laugh on that. Don't step. I believe Milton Berle said it. Don't step on my laugh. It weren't just in my blood kin, neither, the John Boy. I married a crazy gal. Oh. Yeah, she's my third wife, Hester. She's a flighty one, she was. Never knew when she's going to go off like a rocket. I tried to figure a way to predict when she'd snap, so I got her one of them mood rings. You remember them?
Oh, yeah, sure do. Did it work?
Yeah, it worked pretty damn good and good. She is in a good mood. That ring there turned bright green. When she's in a bad mood, it left a big red mark on my forehead.
Well, who can argue with that?
I had me a crazy friend, too, once upon a time, old Gerald Fosdyke. He'd stand on a street corner up home there, and he'd just be a-hollering into the air to meet the band. His woman walking by says, "Why's he doing that?" And I says, "Oh, that's just Gerald. He's just talking to himself again." She says, "How come he's shouting?" I said, "Well, hell, he's hard of hearing."
You sure can peg him.
Yeah. I had another friend who was paranoid and had low self-esteem. He thought no one important was out to get him.
You really do associate with a bizarre cast of characters, don't you, Nerve?
Well, why in the world do you think I feel comfortable of coming in here all the time?
Well, that would explain a lot.
Well, I need to get a moseying on here. I got to drop this bag off over to Smarty Marty's house.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know. One of them Miss Clairol home perm kits. Seems like his lockdown took the curl out of his hair. Looks a good bit like Captain Kangaroo now.
Well, you tell him we said hey.
I guess I can. Hey, you mind if I get another cup of coffee and take a turn on that indoor toilet in there?
You be my guest.
Lord, the things city folks spend money on. Well, in the meantime, you keep your saddle oiled and your gun greased and holler if you need me.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Home. I have no home. Hunted. Despised. Living like an animal. The jungle is my home. Now I will show the world that I am its master. I will create my own race of people. A race of atomic supermen that will conquer the world. And here are the first two, John Boy and Billy from The Big Show.
Wednesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. And remind y'all, they got a third annual Father's Day grill out at Lodge Cast Iron at Concord Mills Mall, Concord, North Carolina, this Saturday. Our boys Hound Brown, Kevin Sport, known as Rolling Smoke Nation. It's out the tunes and the lifestyle of good old barbecue. We'll be there from 11 to 3 with barbecue pitmaster Carl the Cook. All right, perfect for your Father's Day needs. Get by there, get you some neck of sausage, some grilling sauce, and cast iron stuff, and please use your own money. So that's kind of a inside deal we got going on here.
All right. So your ideal gift would be anything you didn't pay for.
Absolutely. Okay, all right. This Saturday, 11 to 3, Lodge Cast Iron, Roll the Smoke Nation. Call it good, boys.
Kiss your mama, slap your daddy, praise the Lord, let's get happy. Can you take the heat? Pour it on till it's gone, share it, spread it, suck the bone. Hell yeah, it's time to eat. I love happy meat.
John Boy and Billy's grilling sauce.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win the current events quiz. Take C, get a Red Max prize pack. It includes Red Max hat, T-shirt, and sunglasses. From trimmers to chainsaws to industry-leading backpack blowers, Red Max is a professional choice for power. Now get that power in a Red Max Zero Turn mower. Just go to BigShow.com, click on the Red Max banner, find a dealer near you, and power up with Red Max. All right, well, this summer, we are getting it going with our old buddy Monroe Fisher. He's out of Belize, starting on the east coast of North Carolina and traveling to the west coast, that's California, taking his little daughter Panama with him on a drive across America, and we'll be checking in with him. And let's do it right now. Good morning, Monroe.
Good morning, John Boy and Billy. Man alive, it's been 18 months since we last connected, big guy.
Wow.
I survived a farm invasion where I was stabbed twice, and my dog, Luby, was cut in half with a machete. But hey, buddy, I'm now fully vaccinated. How was your pandemic?
Man, I heard things got rough for you down there. So welcome back to America there, buddy.
Big guy, I tell you what, Johnny, I was a total lockdown in Belize for nearly 2 years without seeing my kids, Panama and Charlie. That all changed this week as the Baggio's Sunday. Yeah, buddy, I could get anybody during a pandemic. The Baggio's Sunglasses is Panama and Papa's coast-to-coast drive by way of the Grand Canyon. Big guy, we started at Johnny Mercer Pier in Rifle Beach, North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
In the air, we're going to get to Santa Monica Pier in California. We went to some of your favorites, Blowing Rock, Memphis, New Orleans, Austin, Amarillo, Denver, Taos. They say, big guy, the coconut does not fall too far from the coconut tree. Live from the south rim of the Grand Canyon, John Boy and Billy, please be nice and welcome to the Big Show, my daughter, Lillian Monroe Fisher, a.k.a. Panama. I'm handing her a phone, big guy. I can't hear you. You better be nice.
All right.
Hi, John Boy and Billy.
Good morning, Panama. Lillian Myrtle Fisher. All right, you named after your grandmother.
I yes, got, definitely.
Got to meet the Myrtle. Always loved her. So, Panama, so you're going cross country with your daddy. What could happen?
Well, it's been a crazy journey already. We've been, you know, all across the United States. I don't know. We've just been driving every day, going to see different places. We went to the Cadillac Ranch in Amarillo, Texas. We went to New Orleans, and that was a crazy experience, too.
Man, you must have really screwed up.
They're way worse than time out.
I'm telling you.
No, that's awesome. Well, good. Well, Panama, we're going to keep up with you, and you keep checking in with us. We'll make sure you're all right.
I'm sure, all right, sounds good.
Sure, your daddy, he's a traveling man, so he'll
yeah,
know what to
I
do.
From him.
Yes, you did. All right, Panama, you enjoy your trip, baby.
All right, I'm going to hand the phone back to my dad.
Okie doke.
Oh,
she sounds so sweet, Monroe.
Big guy, I'll tell you, she looks just like Mama Myrtle, rest in peace. But you remember when you talked to Mama Myrtle, when you and Billy talked to her, I was in Tierra del Fuego that year.
That's right. Yeah, I told her, I noticed you named her after your mama.
We've had a great journey. We see in America the way it is. You know, if people are opening up, things are opening up. The Grand Canyon, folks, it's the most spectacular thing I've ever seen. It is the beauty of America, and we're so fortunate, big guy. Y'all done everything. I miss you all. Hanson, Pillars, Jackie, Marcy, everybody. Even Randy. I miss everybody up there. I mean, I don't think long enough, eh?
That's it, Mon. So let me see. Can anybody follow you or anything? Like, are you on your Facebook page? Or
We've been posted every day some great things. We've seen a lot of stuff. It's on our Facebook page, Julian Monroe Fisher. I don't know, man. It's been a couple of wild years. And are you okay? Everybody's up there. It's been a tough year, but we're coming out of it, man. We're going to make it. We're America back. You know, we're back. Right. We never left.
All right, Mon. So Julian Monroe Fisher, if y'all want to follow him on Facebook. All right, Monroe, be careful. Keep Panama safe. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Love you, big guy. All the best in the south rim of the Grand Canyon. All the best. Miss you, biggin'.
All right, buddy. Good deal. All right. Monroe starting right now to Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. He'll have plenty of pictures on his Facebook page. All right. Mm-hmm. Live vicariously through Panama. That might work.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, let's play our current events quiz. Bentley, what are we dealing with?
Well, after a pandemic cancellation last year, one of Philadelphia's weirdest annual events is coming back in August.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. If you take C, you will win. We play next. Good Wednesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. Helmets have always been a good idea.
Ah, nice tie.
Check it out. It's a public service announcement from a foreign country.
Yeah, but
it'll hit home.
It's like from the year 800 or something like that. It's,
oh, wow.
So they've always been a good idea. Yeah. All right, well, good. Check it out. Make a daily visit to thebigshow.com. And right now, Pep Squad.
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take the whiz. It's time for the current event quiz. Tennessee.
Yay. Yeah. And let's say hey to Reese from Winona, Texas. Good morning, Reese.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning, son. Welcome in here. All right, Reese, relax, listen to Bentley and win this prize pack.
Well, the city of Philadelphia is welcoming back one of their most unusual outdoor events, the annual Naked Bike Ride.
All right.
The clothing optional event was canceled last year due to the pandemic, but it returns on August 28th with one small change this year. While riders are still encouraged to engage in full butt nakedness, this year they will be required to wear a face mask, at least the way it stands right now. Organizers say the mask rule is in keeping with current federal, state, and local health guidelines, though that could change if COVID case numbers keep going down. One veteran writer sees the mask rule as a positive thing, saying, A, it shows respect for current health standards. B, it makes things safer for writers and spectators. Or C, I don't know about you, but people are more likely to recognize me from my face.
What you got, Reese?
I think I'm going to have to choose C.
You know, this naked bicycle ride, that can't be comfortable. Have you ever sat on a bicycle seat?
I would not think so. Yeah, yeah.
No, but I'm dying to try it now.
Maybe have them big, wide, furry seats, you know, that the covers you can put on them?
Yeah, a lot of chafing.
Think about this too much. But, yeah, ooh, sweaty. All right, no, all right.
Really, so you won't be there.
Anybody want the rest of my Bojangles biscuit? Race, good work for you, buddy. Red Max Prize Pack. Head down to Winona for you.
I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Summertime tune, hoeing the boys, then the Pace and Run song.
You're the worst rapper ever.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Well, it ain't even officially summer yet. That'll happen on Monday morning, the beginning of your work week next week. Don't worry, Horton the Junior Nation Band getting a jump on it. Hit it, boys.
All right, we're rolling. A one and a two, and a you know what to do. Ladies and gentlemen, the Junior Nation Band presents another sad tale of real life woe based on all our experiences. Well, it's sticky and it's humid, feeling sweaty as the heat begins to climb. Our old septic tank's leaking and that AC unit could go anytime. And the toilet needs a plumber, life's a bummer. Let me tell you, summer sucks. Well, the washer dryer's busted and that dirty laundry's getting kind of rank. And we call a repairman, but we ain't got a nickel in the bank. We're up the creek without a paddle. Life's a battle. What a bummer. Summer sucks. Now, y'all, I'd had a pretty bad day when I wrote this song. Felt good to get it off my chest. Then I showed the words to my buddy Gooch over here. He said, "Boy, my little 10-year-old nephew Cliff might hear this. This is the new United States of America. You gonna let him walk around thinking there ain't no hope?" And he's right. So, Cliff, we're fixing to dig around in this big old pile of horse crap and see if we can find you a pony in here somewhere. Here we go. Now Junior's winning races, so I reckon summer ain't a total bust. And we might live paycheck to paycheck, but the Lord above is where we put our trust. Might be a hole in my bucket, but circumstance can suck it. I'll adjust. And there it is, boys and girls. The closest you're ever gonna get to a storybook ending from a song out of this here band. By the way, Gooch, if your nephew ends up in juvenile hall, I'm going back to the original version of this number.
Good morning. Big Show's on the radio. Hump do your hump day. Right. Getting ready to kick off the final hour here. About 20 minutes with What to Watch. 30 minutes away from Wordy Word. Special former Big Show cast member having a birthday today. We'll check that out in a couple of minutes. But first, sit back and relax. Kind of weird. This is the latest Pizza Run song.
It's 5 o'clock on a Friday night. The chow hounds are shuffling in. There's a couple of tubs getting takeout, 'cause we ain't got a booth they'll fit in. They say, hey, can we get extra dipping sauce? We never do get quite enough. Most of it winds up between our chins, and getting it all's kind of tough. Oh, la-di-da, la-di-da, la-la-di-di-da, so dumb. Make us a pie or the pizza run, give us a slice tonight. We're looking to get us a belly full, and our britches are already tied. Now old Zeke is up at the salad bar, but there ain't a damn thing on his plate. He stares at them veggies and digs at his wedgie and dreams of the pizzas he ate. He says, Ricky, please tell me honestly, do you think that I'm gaining weight? I says, yeah, you're a regular lard ass now, and you're asking about 10 years late. Sarah sits off in the corner, and she's always got room for some more. And she's talking to Wyatt, who's gone off his diet since he found out his wife was a whore. Our best waitress is missing some fingers from getting too close to their mouth. That's just occupational hazards when you're slopping the hogs here down south. Make us a pie or the pizza run, give us a slice tonight. We're looking to get us a belly full, and our britches are already tied. It's a pretty good crowd for a Friday night. Mr. Runtop to Papopoulos smiles and he winks, 'cause he don't know what the hell's going on, on account of just how much he drinks. And the jukebox sounds like a honky-tonk, and the air is so smoky it's blue. And they try to act dapper coming out of the crapper with toilet paper stuck to their shoes. Oh, la-di-da, la-di-da, la-da-di-di-da. Make us a pie or the pizza run. Give
give us a slice tonight. Cause we're looking to get us a belly full, and our britches are already tied.
And scene. Good morning, the Big Show's on the radio, and more Big Show right around the corner.
I'm working with Mr. Bill Cox over to his outfit, and I like to listen to John Boy and Billy on that there Big Show. I like the way they talk. They're funny ha-ha, not funny queer. That's what they say anyhow. I figured out why John Boy has a hard time getting started in the morning. Ain't got no gas.
Show's on the radio Wednesday, June the 16th. You having a birthday today? Happy birthday. Sharing one with our old buddy, retired Big Show crew member, Terrence Maurice Hansen.
It's Morris.
Terry Hansen, 74 years old today. Man, so he's been retired 2 years now. So retired at 72, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah. But it is. Keep it up. All right. And talk to old Hansen every once in a while. Says hey to y'all. Misses you. Talking to the listeners.
He's actually on the phone now if you want to.
Oh, happy birthday, Terry. You hanging in together?
Thank you. Thank you. And you have a big what?
Okay. Yeah, he's doing fine.
Great, yeah.
All right, good. Well, happy birthday, Maurice.
He's still got it.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a hat, T-shirt, tumbler, and a $25 gas card from Law Tigers. Law Tigers, motorcycle lawyers who ride, representing injured riders for over two decades. With Law Tigers, you never ride alone. Just go to BigShow.com, click on the Law Tigers banner. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. But right now, from the desk of Tatertainment News, it's What to Watch. Here's Marcy Taylor Moran.
This ought to be good.
There she is.
Yeah. All right, let's look at the movies that are at the top of the weekend box office. A Quiet Place 2. That moves back into the number one slot again after a week at number two. It's the first movie to make $100 million at the box office this year.
That's right. People are finally coming back.
All right. Coming in at number two, In the Heights. This is the movie version of Lin-Manuel Miranda's Tony Award-winning Broadway musical about life in Brooklyn Heights, New York.
Yeah, they were really expecting this to kill it, and it really hasn't.
It's like a musical?
Yeah, well, it's based on a Broadway show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's the same guy that did Hamilton, version. Right?
Right.
Yeah, so they...
But here's the thing. It's on HBO Max at the same time it's in the theaters. Yeah. It's one of those movies this year. Yeah, all the Warner Brothers type movies, because Warner Brothers is owned by the same company.
Right.
All their new releases go in the theaters and on HBO Max at the same time.
Looks like that would cut the box office a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it is.
You can see me here or you can see me there.
That's it.
All right, so Lin-Manuel. All right, number three was Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway. The famous bunny is back, y'all, and this time he's left farm life behind for the big city.
Well,
big Peter Rabbit moving to the city, huh? Joining a gang.
Yeah, probably.
Burn down some businesses, hop around.
I think Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote some of the music for it.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my darling. Number four is The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. A scary new chapter in the Paranormal Activity saga, and spoiler alert, the devil may be involved.
Now, what makes you say that?
I don't know, just saying. Number five is Cruella. Lots of buzz about this. Mm-hmm. Emma Stone is young Cruella de Vil in a movie that finally reveals why she hates Dalmatians so much. Gotta find out why this woman doesn't like these dogs. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't they just tell me and save me the trouble?
What, instead of five movies about it?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Opening in theaters this Friday, The Hitman's Wife Bodyguard.
Excuse me.
That's Spider-Man's friend.
Right.
There's an extra S in there. The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. That's a whole different movie.
I'm going to have to hire a hitman to deal with that guy.
All right. Let's do it a third time. The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Much better. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now this movie has Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson, and they're back, and this time they're trying to protect Salma Hayek from danger.
Now, is that Samuel Jackson's wife in the movie? Or?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay. Because he's the hitman.
Right.
Right, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He's the hitman.
All right.
Okay.
All right. At the top of HBO Max, Let's Look Together.
Okay.
Mayor of Easttown. It's a gritty crime drama with Kate Winslet trying to solve a murder in a Pennsylvania town where everybody looks like they might have just committed a murder.
You know, I've been there. That's really true. Yeah.
Everybody looks guilty.
Is that the girl from Titanic?
Yes, it is.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
All right.
More mature.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Trending on Netflix, Awake. Gina Rodriguez from the Fast and the Furious series and a sci-fi thriller. It's when a global event wipes out humanity's ability to sleep. Mm. A troubled ex-soldier fights to save her family as the world rapidly starts to go down the toilet.
Because nobody can
does
sleep.
When you can't get a good night's
right,
sleep.
Right, yep. Yeah. Okay.
Feeling your pain, Jim. And the Battered Bastards of Baseball.
I like it
baseball.
So far.
It's a new Netflix documentary that tells the crazy true story of the Portland Mavericks, a scrappy independent baseball team founded in the 1970s by actor Kurt Russell's dad, Bing Russell.
Okay.
Oh.
So and from the title, it sounds like they didn't have a very good time.
Not a good season, maybe.
I like the story. I've seen this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. And that's a wrap of what to watch.
I was going
to
say, if you're hoping we're going to come up with something, you've got it all. Yeah.
I can tell you about The Hitman's Wife, the first movie. No? Okay.
That's good work there. Thank you very much, Nader.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line across America. Hurry up. I think Tater's about to take her lunchtime nap here. Let's get our contestants and team up and play. We'll do it next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, humming to your hump day. Video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. Helmets have always been a good idea. Got the Danish Road Safety Council public service announcement.
What a cast. Great looking people.
Yep. Make a daily visit to thebigshow.com, and we'll be taking a classic beer request off the wall coming up in minutes. Right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The bird, a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Roger from Jonesboro, Georgia. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we got Rick from Pensacola, Florida. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, boys. All right, welcome. So, Rick, you're on Team Tater and Randy. Roger, on the John Boy and Billy side. Do two rounds, 30 seconds, each random words coming up. Good luck, boys. All right, so Rick and Pensacola, you relax, and me and Roger are going to go for our first 30 seconds. All right.
Okay.
All right, you ready, Roger?
Hey, Rick, get off.
I believe so.
All right, okay.
Oh, yeah, if anybody's on speakerphone, knock it off. Pick up the handset or else.
Yeah, it'll help.
Okay.
Thank
right.
you.
Okay, so me and Roger, you ready, Roger?
Let's go.
All right. Start the clock now. This is what you call a bunch of flowers, a blank of flowers, when you give them for a present.
Oh, a bush. Not a bush.
Yeah. Come on. You got it. French word. It kind of sounds like
okay.
Yeah,
there you go.
All right, okay. All right. This is the stuff in steak that you spit out. It's not fat. It's like a little piece of a bone.
Whistle.
Yeah. All right, rhymes with it. Is a what?
Whistle.
Yeah. All right, whistle. Rhymes with it. A guided
missile.
Bam. Yeah. All right, good all work. Right. Way to pick it up there, Raj. We put a 4 on the board. All right, then. Rick and Tater for their round one.
All right, all right. Ricky, can you hear me?
We've been giggling at Tater. She's on medication.
Yeah, yeah. Some good stuff, too.
This is going to help you, Rick.
Yeah. She had a procedure.
All right.
Oh, no, I'm at a disadvantage.
No, you're okay. Actually, no, you're she does better under the influence.
Okay.
Okay, Rick and Tater, ready, go.
All right, when you side your gun in this on your side. And you put it into
holster.
The what?
Yep.
Yes, holster. Mary had a little blank.
Lamb.
Yes. It rhymes with it. Not a muscle, but a what? It opens. You boil them.
Ham.
What? Yeah. Okay. Clam. This is a potted meat. Another word for potted meat is.
Bam.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Rhymes with it. Not jelly, but.
Ham. Jam.
After the buzzer, yeah. But
come on, he's on medication.
Yeah,
yeah.
You are.
That's you, yeah.
And potted meat ain't spam.
Well, to me, it's in
did
a can.
Get it?
Yeah,
yes, it did. So
partner?
It is tied 4-4. 4-4 after round one. So here we
Woo!
Go. Roger and Billy, are you ready, Roger?
Let's do it.
And go.
A big wall that holds back a river, like the Hoover blank.
Damn.
Yeah.
There you go.
Damn.
Rhymes with it. This is a country blank. It's a pork product.
Damn.
Yes.
Yep. When you get older, you have this problem. Your joints ache. You have a what? What is that called? Achy joints or a symptom of?
Arthritis.
Yes.
There you go. Let's see. If you're not well, you are feeling sick. You are actually falling what?
Repeat that.
No, you don't have time.
Yeah, no,
and I wouldn't if
hard.
I could.
That's hard to come up about 2 or 3 times.
Yeah,
Pillars, get him a new word. He'll stick with it, won't he?
Uh-huh.
All right, okay, a 3-4, a 7 for Roger. So Rick and Randy, 3 to tie, 4 to win.
All right.
Ready, Rick?
Yes.
Picking up on that last one, go.
So it's a very short word for people who are sick.
Ill.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey. All right. So this is what you, there's a rope you do this on the schoolyards with. You swing it around and jump over. Oh,
jump. Next word.
Right. So this is what you do with needles and a yarn.
So.
Yeah, a little something more your grandmother would do. She'd make crochet stuff.
Darn. Yeah, darn.
No. It's needles and yarn. Blank
Blinky
one.
Sweater.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
sorry, buddy.
No, yeah. Roger wins 8-5. Final score. Randy said jump or jump rope. And Tater, maybe you should share some of your medication.
Why
are
you holding out on me?
I want Tater to do me my person twice. I would have won if I would have had it.
Is that right?
You should see me play pool.
Well, Rick, you can try again anytime, buddy. You did come up a little short. We appreciate you, man.
Okay.
All right, man. Have a good
Bye,
day
Rick.
Down in Pensacola. Yeah, and Roger Jonesboro, Georgia, it is you, buddy. Liquid Performance Prize Pack headed your way for your victory.
Awesome. Congrats. That's just awesome. Thanks so much.
Congratulations. All right, Roger. Hang on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Yes, Sadie, you do have it up there. Are you lost feelings in your hands now? Facebook request, yeah, with a classic bit. Tim Berry. Tim says anything but an angry old man. He is me. All right, Tim. Grumpy One is coming up for you next. Yeah. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic Bay Request off the John Boy and Billy Facebook page this morning from Tim Berry. Tim says, anything but an angry old man. He is me. Angry, grumpy, yeah, we know what you mean, Tim. Well, let's do it.
Ah, flibbity flu. I'm old and I hate millennials. In my day, we weren't no whiny, wispy, oversensitive, squishy, swishy, thin-skinned, crybaby, sad sack, butthurt pack of entitled piss and moaners. Caterwauling about every little itty-bitty, teeny-weeny thing that hurts their delicate, precious feelings. Back in the old days, the only safe space a person had was when they were 6 feet under. A trigger warning was when you said stop or I'll shoot. And microaggression was when you went and pissed off the wrong midget. Millennials. Ah! Who'd have thunk you'd find so damn many stupid people in college? College ain't nothing but a human garbage dump. Where fed-up parents happily go in hock to shove their spoiled, rotten kids off on someone else. Off to get brainwashed by some overpaid, America-hating Marxist professor with gray hair and a ponytail. A groovy fringe leather jacket with a Che Guevara shirt with gray poupon stains on it that makes it look like old Che's got a booger hanging out of his nose. Stomping on the Constitution with their earth shoes. Cashing their big fat paychecks and bitching about capitalism and the high cost of tuition. In my day, a teacher taught you skills you needed to make a good living, like butchering and baking and candlestick making, or how to help honest folk cheat on their taxes. Our local hero was old Bly Lester P. Murgatroyd. He had the best dadgum taxidermy school in 4 counties. You'd bring him something dead and he'd cut it and gut it and have it back in your hands in 24 hours, looking more alive than it did before you murdered it. From moose to mouse, his handiwork was so lifelike he was tempted to feed whatever was hanging on your wall. He'd take you on as an apprentice so you could learn the ropes. And when Granny finally kicked the bucket and you were too sissified to part with the earthly remains, old Bly Lester would do his magic. He'd field dress that old biddy, stuff her like a mattress, and prop her up in her favorite chair, ironically holding the latest issue of Life magazine. Then you'd try to carry her home to scare your parents, but a storm rolled in. Granny got struck by lightning and come back to life, and she chased you all the way back home. And when your parents tried to intervene, she tackled them like Bronco Nagurski and ate their brains. You had to cut a head off. And when you took the mess back to Bly Lester, he told you no refunds on account of he was Jewish. Jumpity humpity dumpity do, look at me. I'm a backwoods bunny stuffer, trying to cleanse my guilty conscience by mounting my kin like some sort of half-assed Disney attraction, creating a race of hillbilly zombies to chow down on the local brain buffet, put Granny's noggin on the wall next to the 12-point buck. Whoa. Hallelujah! It's the movies come to life! And we liked it! We loved it! Millennials. Just the word makes my butt pucker up like a horny school mom in mating season. Millennials. Thinks the world owes them a living. Spoiled, stupid, pimply-faced, ugly brats demanding everything free on account of their heads being filled with hogwash by some 100-year-old socialist. Tears streaming down their fat, overfed faces, having conniptions because someone dared to say, God bless America. Burning the flag and throwing eggs at people who don't think the way they do and then calling them intolerant. Squealing like a stuck pig because someone wrote Trump on the sidewalk in chalk. Curled up in a fetal position, sucking their thumb and dog paddling around in a puddle of their own bladder juice. Ah! Every dadgum generation has their share of candy asses, and we had ours. Spoiled Spalding Spilsbury was his name. He was such a loser, he couldn't get lucky in a brothel, which his family owned. He was built like a pipe cleaner, with a pointy face like a wiener dog, and breath like spoiled milk in a dirty sock.
Ooh.
He started hanging out with the only people who didn't hate his guts. Bertie and Bathsheba Buttweiler, the town intellectuals. They filled his head with all sorts of junk from Marx. And I don't mean Groucho. Pretty soon he was standing on the street corner, handing out pamphlets, pretty as you please, talking about social justice and how this wasn't fair and that wasn't fair. The town merchants would turn the hose on him or throw handfuls of hot, steamy manure in his face. But Spalding just kept on whining. One day he was running his yapper in front of Fat Folly Okenhofer, the three-legged town smithy, talking about how he should redistribute horseshoes to the horses that didn't have any. Fat Folly'd heard enough and took a swing at him, and Spalding started running, but Fat Folly, fat as he was, took off after him, and with that extra leg, caught him in no time. Fat Folly tore into Spalding butt good, emphasis on butt. He redistributed so much of his right and middle foot into Spalding's scrawny backside that the local sawbone said it was medically impossible to remove him without dragging all 30 feet of his innards out with him. Poor old Spalding spent the rest of his stupid life as a human moccasin. And every time he started blabbering about workers' rights, Folly would drag his face through the litter box screaming, "You're bobbing for Lenin! You're bobbing for Lenin!" And when Spalding died, old Fat Folly had old man Murgatroyd make 16 pairs of penny loafers out of him. Rumble, tumble, bumble, booger, look at me. I'm a commie come lately, trying to make the world as red as my backside. It's time for a glorious revolution. All hail the human hush puppy. And we like it. We loved it. Oh, snot bubbles. I hate millennials.
It's a big show on the radio here for a few more minutes. Thank you for humming to your hump day morning with us. Yeah, things going fine here. We'll get the John Morvillis Late Risers podcast. It'll be dropping about an hour, hour and a half right now. Because Randy's goal is before high noon Eastern time.
Yes, amen.
Yes, sir. And white to bigshow.com. Be sure to get you 40th anniversary special edition t-shirts. Go great with. You got to see Donnie in person for that. But duh-ha, love you, mean it. Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar. All right there at the Big Show store. And that Big Show long sleeve, that bright green, that worker's shirts. Yeah, man, we're going to have you looking cool this summer, feeling good. Thank you, need to BigShow.com. All right. And see what else there was. Yeah, all right. Boys from the Smoke Nation playing at Cast Iron Lodge this Saturday, Concord Mills. 11 to 3 in honor of Father's Day. We're getting ready to hit the short rows as we head toward Father's Day. Remind anybody that might have forgotten, remember your dad this Sunday. Buy it with your own money.
That's what this is all about, that moment right there.
All right. It makes it more special. Trust me, I'm speaking for all dads over there.
Oh,
all right. Okay, I'm pretty fierce, okay. Trailing out, wonderful time, hump day. Okay, let Jackie wind down, the perfect timing for the song. There it is, on.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere, find your faves at thebigshow.com.
Anytime's the perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store and use your own money for it.
Yeah.
Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
It's your funny bone, isn't it, baby?
I hear you.
All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. See you tomorrow. I love you, man.